There was damage to the pipeline network, road, and plants. More than three quarters of the country's household, businesses, and institutions were without water for several days. The location of the source is high in the mountainous region of the country, and the route for some of the pipelines across rivers presented serious challenges towards restoring water to consumers. An estimated $1,006,690 was used in the initial restorative works, with a further $10 million needed for the completion of rehabilitation and works. 103,300 gallons of water had to be distributed to the aforementioned areas during the period September the 3rd to the 8th, while from December the 25th, 2013, to January the 10th, 2014, 1,085,990 gallons of water had to be distributed to 116 villages throughout the entire country. It is important to note, ladies and gentlemen, that no revenue was collected for the water that was distributed to the aforementioned villages during both disasters, resulting in a loss to the CWSA. The CWSA has reported on many calls for water from the various affected communities, which resulted in deliveries late into the night and very early each morning. It is indeed true to state that the importance of water and proper water usage is being increasingly communicated to consumers nowadays via the print and electronic media.